From all of us at the AAO Studios to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays, y'all.
It's the option where we give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for NFL Week 18. The one that ends them all. This is it. This is the big one. There's still time to play along with us. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League entitled The Option 2025 and sign up. It is free, it is fun, it is fantastic, and we have a tie at the top of our standings. The lovely Rita Sanchez is tied with me at 159. D, you are in second place at 154. Liz Staple is snapping up fourth place with 147. And Innerhoo's Ben Bean rounds out the top five at 132. You have two extremely unpredictable weeks in the NFL, week one and week 18. Let's get after it. And we're going to start on Saturday afternoon for the NFC South. The 8-8 Carolina Panthers go into Tampa Baker to take on the 7-9 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
How could you not think it's going to be Tampa? I know, because they can't get a win. They can't beat anybody. They look like dog shit. Baker looks lost, looks confused. I'm going with the Panthers.
I am taking the Panthers as well. Oy vey. This has been an absolute dog shit of a division. And you know what? If I'm the New Orleans Saints, I'm puffing my chest out because next year, I'm winning this fucking thing. The New Orleans Saints... You tweak a couple.
I like
of
Shook. I like the.
They
like
got
Shook.
A quarterback,
and without Kamara, yeah. Kamara barely plays.
I know. You get another wide receiver in there. Kellen Moore has shown that he's actually a pretty good head coach. Like, it surprised me, much in the way that Shoddy surprised me. But it would not surprise me at all next year if the Saints are at the top of this division. But for this year, give me the Carolina Panthers. Saturday night.
Saturday.
The NFC West title. The 13-3 Seattle Seahawks go into Santa Clara to take on the 12-4 San Francisco 49ers.
I'm going to go with the 49ers.
We are 2-for-2. I am with you on the 49ers. I think that they showed some moxie, they showed some heart against the Chicago Bears. And that defense plays, man. That defense plays. And Sam Darnold is nowhere near as mobile as Caleb Williams. So expect a little bit of pain coming Sam's way.
Molly Bees offers unforgettable artisan crafted cookies. Molly Bees Gourmet Cookies brings creative, unique cookies straight to your pantry. No cookie shop required. With bold, unforgettable flavors, they're the ultimate treat for any occasion. Enjoy an exclusive discount when you use my promo code DANDZ, and you could be using that at mollybz.com.
Sunday, the 6-10 New Orleans Saints go into Hotlanta to take on the 7-9 Atlanta Falcons.
Saints.
Give me the Saints. We are
Tyler Shook, baby.
What are we doing here? We're on the same wavelength this week. The 3-for-3. Give me the Saints. Absolutely. Give me the Saints. The 4-12 Cleveland Browns go into Cincinnati to take on the 6-10 Cincinnati Bengals. Trap. Can there be a trap in such a...
Bengals.
Oh, my... It's a trap. I'm going to go with the Bengals, too. Burrow's going to be there. Chase is going to be there. They're going to get after it. But I think that Garrett's going to get the record. I think that's a safe bet that Garrett is going to get the record. The 8-8 Riley Leonard-led Indianapolis Colts go into NRG Stadium to take on the 11-5 Houston Texans. Texans, baby. Give me the Texans. They're playing for something. They're playing for seeding. They're playing for a division crown. They're playing to keep going at home and send Jacksonville down the pipe.
Down
to Chinatown. Speaking of Jacksonville, the 3-13 Tennessee Titans go into Duval to take on the 12-4 Jacksonville Jaguars. Give me the Jaguars. I am with you on that. The Titans have shown a little bit of moxie. They've shown a little bit of fight. But I think that ends here. It ends right here. The 9-6-1 Green Bay Packers go into Minnesota to take on the 8-8 Minnesota Vikings.
Packers.
I'm going with the Vikings. I think that the run game is there. The defense is there. I don't know about Jordan Love. Malik Willis seemed to hurt his shoulder. So if that's if that means Clayton Tune, then they're fucked. If that means Clayton Tune starts week 18, you are F-U-C-K-E-D fucked. There you go. Put that on a t-shirt.
But they clinched, right? They're getting in the playoffs, right?
I believe so. But you're still... Yeah. That's not a good look. That is not a good look. Give me the Vikings to take it home on Sunday. The 7-8-1 Dallas Cowboys go into MetLife to take on the 3-13 New York Football Giants.
Ah, the Cowboys.
Give me the Cowboys. Give me the Cowboys. Dak is playing for some reason. Pride, ego, hubris, whatever it is. The Giants have been playing better. It's amazing. If they fired Shane Bowen just a couple weeks sooner, if you look at the statistics, firing Shane Bowen has turned this defense around. Abdul Carter looks like the guy from Penn State that they drafted. He looks like the guy. He's suddenly not missing meetings. Amazing. That being said, I think the Cowboys are going to beat down the Giants. It's not going to be the shootout that we saw in the beginning of the year. No way.
Discover Afuera Coffee's vibrant flavors from certified Rainforest Alliance farms in Central and South America. Enjoy rich, smooth, and aromatic brews while supporting sustainability. Taste excellence with every sip. Use our promo code DNZ for an exclusive 15% discount only at afueracoffee.com. That's afueracoffee.com. 15% off using our promo code DNZ.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 3-13 Lupus, J-E-T-S, Jets go into Orchard Park to take on the 11-5 Buffalo Bills.
I just want the season to end. Just let it end. I just want to go to Mexico.
Jerk the wheel into a goddamn bridge in Mexico.
Like, God, oh man, the Bills. Bills.
Yes, absolutely. Mercy.
Will they get an interception?
No. And if they do, it's going to be on some like bullshit trick play where Josh Allen or Mitch Trubisky doesn't even throw it. It'll be like Dawson Knox trying to throw a pass. It's a tip and pick. It's just something absolutely absurd.
My God.
Give me the Bills, and then they're going to have a box of Aaron Glenn shit waiting for him in the visitor's office. They're not even going to let him have the press conference. Adios, muchacho. Go back to Detroit. Speaking of
which
Detroit,
he will.
He absolutely will. He'll pull the Robert Saleh. He'll go back to Detroit and everything will be right with the world. Speaking of Detroit, the 8-8 Detroit Lions go into Chicago to take on the 11-5 Chicago Bears.
Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Sweet revenge from Ben Johnson for the kill shot in this season and cement the number two seed for the Chicago Bears. There will be home playoff football at Soldier Field this year. The 11-5 Trey Lance-led Chargers go into the Mile High to take on the 13-3 Denver Broncos.
Well, the number one seed's on the line, so I'd go with the Broncos in this one.
I'm loving this, man. Like, you actually have stakes, right? It's not like seasons past where you can just like rest players.
Well, hold on, but hold on. They're not trying to win this game, the Chargers.
No, I'm not talking about the Chargers. I'm talking about the Broncos, right? Like everything's in play. In seasons past, we've had we're talking specifically about the Colts, right? Peyton's going to sit. Jim Sorgi was your starting quarterback. Curtis Painter started a game for the Colts, right? Like, we've got this thing fucking sewn up. Here, we actually have stakes. Players are going to play. This is fantastic. This is refreshing. This is exactly what you hope for if you are a football fan. I'm going to take the Broncos. We're going to ride that defense. We're going to ride that defense to a 14-3 record. Oy, this team, this game, wow, this means so little. But at one point, it used to mean so much. The 6-10 Kansas City Chiefs go into Las Vegas to take on the 2-14 Las Vegas Raiders.
I mean, I want to take the Raiders, but I feel like they're not trying to win, so I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Well,
because even if they win, they still get the one seed, right?
Yeah.
They still get the first pick.
Well, the lowest the Giants can go is 2. They would have an identical record,
but they beat them head to head.
So the Raiders, I think, will be at number 1 regardless. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I don't think Geno Smith is going to play. I think he was out with a shoulder injury, so that means Kenny Pickett is going to play. If you had Chris Olakadun versus Kenny Pickett in Week 18 on your bingo card, my God, you must be rolling in the dough right now, because you probably put that on DraftKings or FanDuel. Give me the Chiefs, but like, just end the season. Let's just put ourselves out of our misery. The 3-13 Arizona Cardinals go into SoFi to take on the 11-5 Los Angeles Rams.
God, I hope they get their shit together and win that game.
They absolutely gotta. Because the Cardinals have nothing to lose, they have nothing to play for, and that makes them very dangerous. Just fuck it. Let's just go. Let's just play. That being said, the Rams, hopefully they have Davante Adams back. If not, they probably don't need him. I'm going to take the Rams regardless. I stand corrected. This is the trap. The 7-9 Miami Dolphins go into Foxborough to take on the 13-3 New England Patriots.
No chance. No chance. The Patriots.
I don't know, man. Like, you don't know what the hell Mike... I don't know what McDaniel did. I don't know what happened. But this team turned a corner. They started playing. And it was like, dude, where the fuck was this all year? Where was this? Like, we could have been talking about you as something special. Oh, well. Give me the Patriots. Even with their backups in, we're going to be all right.
I think they're going to play.
Oh, Jesus.
They're going to play because if Denver loses and the Patriots win,
the Patriots get
the one seed.
So yeah,
they have to play.
Oh, Drake May is going to play.
They're going to play.
They're not going to have Stephon Diggs, though. That's going to matter.
Why?
He got arrested. Why?
Nah, but he's going to play in this game.
Oh, my God.
He's going to play.
That's going to look so fucking bad optically if they let him play.
He's playing. He's going to play.
He got arrested for strangulation.
Like, yeah. But it's still, everything is, even, unless the NFL suspends him under the personal conduct policy and puts him on the non-injured list, he's going to play this weekend. Now, is he going to play the playoffs? That I don't know. But he won't play this weekend.
Oof.
He won't play this weekend.
That's a rough look.
Not a good weekend for the Diggs
fan. No, after Trayvon Diggs also got cut by the Cowboys. So there's that. Not a good...
He also got in a concussion from hanging up a TV in his house. So, you know.
There's that. Yeah, and then they thought he was milking the injury. So, like, you know, better for him to go.
Are you injured or are you hurt?
What's the difference?
There's a difference.
A TV landed on my head, coach. Fucking TV landed on my
head.
So
you're an idiot.
Why, you know, just, you got people for that shit. PFTS, just hire somebody. 100%. But yeah, not a good day to be a Diggs. The 4-12 Washington Commanders go into the link to take on the 11-5 Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles.
Give me the Eagles. It's not going to be pretty, but it's going to be effective. And Nick Sirianni is going to be the schmo that he always is. And this is it. The game for all the marbles. The AFC North Championship. Sunday night.
AFC North Championship.
The 8-8 Baltimore Ravens go into Pittsburgh to take on the 9-7 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ravens.
I am going with the Ravens as well. How can you not? They have Derrick Henry, and the Steelers don't.
No DK either, right?
No DK. Maybe no TJ. That's a KO. That's a TKO. And the Ravens may not have Lamar, but Tyler Huntley has shown that he is good enough to just turn and hand the ball off to Derrick Henry and watch him work. Those are our picks. What are yours? Play along with us for Week 18. Sign up today. Go to our CBS Pick'em League entitled The Option 2025. It is free. It is fun. It is fantastic. And it's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week for the first round of the playoffs. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.